This is a poem called Deborah that I wrote a very long time ago. I remember I was living in Montclair, New Jersey in an attic apartment, and I was very particular about my writing environment. I had my writing table covered with the same paisley cloth that I always had my writing table covered with, and I wrote with quill pen and ink on parchment paper, in longhand, of course, and was very concerned about how the words looked on the page, visually. And anyway, I wrote this poem about my friend Deborah, who liked to dance and also liked to be alone. The story is partially that Deborah was crossing the street in Cranford one day and was struck by a car and had to rehab by herself. She lived alone in her apartment after her surgery. And I pictured her this way because of her fondness for being alone and her love of dance. Deborah. The setting is a room with rugs on the ceiling and walls. Her body stretches across the smooth-armed floor. She learned to say no through a slow withdrawal, circled and twisting. Suppose her face to be thin and soft, her hair cut close, eyes that draw each motion like a feeling in a mind with fingers that probe, bend, and are flung out when she dances. When she lies back with veils and sighs, suppose the dreams, the way they begin to draw her to them. She runs and spins, her toes like soft daggers, twirling across skin.